This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held talks Sunday with key counterparts influential in the Middle East as the United States seeks to de-escalate deadly clashes between Israel and the Palestinians. Blinken spoke by phone to officials in Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and France. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the secretary called on all parties to de-escalate tensions and bring a halt to the violence between Israelis and Palestinians. The calls followed the deadliest day yet in the nearly week-long flare-up as Israeli strikes killed 42 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and as the UN Security Council held a virtual meeting amid global alarm over the conflict. Blinken's calls also came a day after President Joe Biden called Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, to express his grave concern over the deteriorating situation and to urge both sides to show restraint. A total of 42 Palestinians, including at least 8 children and 2 doctors, were killed Sunday in Israeli bombardments in Gaza, a poor enclave of 2 million people under Israeli blockade for nearly 15 years, according to the local health ministry. This is the heaviest daily death toll since the violence began. The top editor of the Associated Press is calling for an independent investigation into the Israeli airstrike that targeted and destroyed a Gaza City building, housing offices of the AP, broadcaster Al Jazeera, and other media offices. AP's executive editor says the Israeli government has yet to provide clear evidence supporting its attack, which leveled a 12-story building. The Israeli military has said that Hamas used the building for a military intelligence office and weapons development. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, head of the Roman Catholic Church, held a special mass on Sunday for the Myanmar community in Italy. He said the people of Myanmar must not despair in the face of evil or allow themselves to be divided. Myanmar's military seized power in a February 1st coup. The coup derailed the country's tentative progress toward full democracy and triggered protests that have been met with a bloody crackdown. Francis visited the Southeast Asian country in 2017, and he has repeatedly denounced the coup. He's urged the people of Myanmar not to yield to what he calls the logic of hatred and vengeance, nor to compromise their values. He said unity is vital in their struggle. Back-to-back tornadoes have killed 12 people in central and eastern China and left more than 300 others injured. State media said 8 people died in the city of Wuhan and 230 were injured after a Friday night tornado. 4 others died and 149 were injured after a tornado about 90 minutes earlier in Jiangsu province. China's official Xinhua news agency reported that the tornado hit Wuhan around 8:40 p.m., it toppled construction site sheds and snapped trees. The earlier tornado toppled factory buildings and damaged electricity facilities. Israeli medics say 2 people are dead and more than 150 injured in a bleacher collapse at a West Bank synagogue. The bleacher was packed with ultra-Orthodox worshippers and collapsed during prayers at the beginning of a major Jewish holiday. A spokesman for the synagogue told Channel 13 that paramedics had treated more than 157 people for injuries. The 2 who died were a man in his 50s and a 12-year-old boy. A convicted leader of a Greek neo-Nazi party has been extradited to Athens to serve out a 13-year prison sentence. He was convicted of helping to run a violent, decade-long campaign that targeted the party's ideological opponents, including immigrants, leftists, and people who are gay. Ioannis Lagos was extradited from Brussels, where he held a seat in the European Parliament since 2019, enjoying diplomatic immunity while drawing a parliamentary salary, despite his conviction last year. Belgian police scrambled to seize Lagos amid widespread speculation that the extremist was poised to flee Belgium. European lawmakers voted in a landmark move to strip him of his immunity and extradited him back to Greece to serve his sentence with other party members. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.